Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Respected parents, elders, guests, faculty members and others who are here to participate in the celebration of the sports day of Zenith Academy. As I said, I feel privileged to present the opening remarks of this day. There is an euphoria among students we see here. There is jubilation and celebration. There is a sense of pride expressed through their faces of parents because their children are participating in today's program. As parents, teachers and members of the trust, most often we are focused on the intellectual development of our children. We give too much importance to the intellectual growth. When you look on the pages of preliminary books about psychology and intelligence, it says that our children need to be raised not only very good at mathematics, very good at vocabulary and word fluency, they must also be good physically as well. They must be physically fit as well. And that plays a very important role in the psychological well-being of our children. But unfortunately, we pay less attention towards physical development. Sports, taking things sportively, participation in the sports event, this also goes a long way in the psychological development of our children. Let me remind you that Islam emphasizes on the physical well-being as well. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, and the narrator is Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a strong believer is dearer and more loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a weak mu'min, than a weak believer. When we say a strong believer, strength in the sense of iman, strength in the sense of physical ability and dexterity, strength in the sense of intellectual growth and intellectual strength. It implies all. The stronger believer is always better and dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a weaker believer. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam not only advised us to be physically fit and strong, he also manifested it physically in the contemporary world. We know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he migrated to Medina, he attended to some of the important tasks of the newly upcoming Muslim community. One of those tasks was to establish a masjid, and that masjid was the center, was the nucleus of the Muslim community. And every need of the Muslim community was accommodated inside the masjid itself. Unfortunately, nowadays we don't have that concept of masjid. Masjid are just dedicated for 5 times prayer nowadays. But at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, masjid was the learning center. Masjid used to have the first residential university in it. Masjid was a place where international delegates used to come and negotiate with the new upcoming Muslim society. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to invite those international guests. They used to sit in the masjid itself and have discussion and sign those agreements. And by the way, for your interest, let me tell you, masjid had a big playground also. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged children to participate in sports and other events. And sometimes he used to go onto the top of a hillock. And there today we find a masjid, a small masjid, called as Masjid-e-Saba. He used to stand atop a hill. And look at who is running, who is coming first. He used to train students and sahaba and children to be good at running, to be good archers, to have the skill of horse riding, and many other sports were played in the playground adjacent to Masjid-e-Nabawi itself. Even today, when you exit Masjid towards the Qibla side, the sahan what you get today, it's a big sahan that used to be the playground of Masjid-e-Nabawi. Unfortunately, we don't encourage our children either to play in Masjid or grounds adjacent to Masjid or even in other playgrounds. It has become now obsolete. Now there is a need to again reinforce that idea of physical fitness, playing and sports and creating other skills among our students. Lastly, I would like to have one word of caution to our parents. When your children are participating here, it doesn't matter whether he stands first or second or third, or he loses the running race or any other event. Participation is a great thing. Participation matters. And those who participate in sporting skills and in sports events, they happen to learn great life skills, which is needed when they face the real situation in the world. When they are facing an uphill task in business, when they have a dispute at home, neither physics helps them nor chemistry helps them. It is only the sportive energy, sporting skill, dealing with the issues that helps them to come out of those tricky situations. So congratulate your children just for participation. If they come out first, fine, fantastic, fabulous. Even if they don't get any prize, even then they need to be congratulated. Even then they need to be encouraged. I have seen once a parent whose son was running and he was left behind. After the race was over, he was crying. Father, what he did, after the event was over, he took his child, he made him stood on the victory stand, and he was standing like this, he took a snack. Do you believe that as parents are we doing something great? No. Our children need to learn whether they win or lose, they must be happy for participation. Even in life we feel adversities. We have uphill tasks. We find difficulties. Our children need to learn those difficulties as well. Keeping them on the victory stand is a fake winning. It's a deception. You deceive yourself, you deceive your children. So this psychological impact is that always they want to win, and if they don't win, they want to win by hook or crook. That's what the mentality which is being nourished and upbrought by children, by parents, when they don't take this event in a sportive spirit. So today's event is a great event. All your children participating. We congratulate you, we congratulate all the students. It's a great day, have fun, enjoy today's day. And this day is going to have a long, you know, in your memory, this is going to be a very important day, and this will go a long way in shaping your psychology, your personality, and your career as well. With these three words, I conclude my opening remarks. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Thank you, sir, for taking our time.